ICE operation at New Jersey warehouse, 20 immigrant workers detained. Outrage is mounting in Edison, New Jersey, following a Tuesday operation by federal immigration authorities at Alba Wine and Spirits facilities. 20 individuals were detained on site, triggering strong reactions within the local community and immigrant advocacy organizations. The operation, coordinated by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and U.S. Customs, was confirmed Friday by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. According to officials, the action aimed to combat illegal labor networks, potentially threatening national and economic security. There is no safe haven for those who employ violent criminals or obstruct law enforcement, said Tricia McLaughlin, DHS deputy spokesperson, in a statement provided to CBS News New York. However, questions arise about the operation's execution on the ground. One released immigrant indicated that agents showed no warrant during the arrests. They questioned us without explanation. There are no criminals here, just people who want to work, he stated under condition of anonymity. The New Jersey Alliance for Immigrant Justice condemns the operation as targeting vulnerable workers rather than genuine security threats. Initial reports suggest agents conducted widespread immigration status checks without individualized cause. Neither ICE nor Alba Wine and Spirits Management has specified the destination of those arrested. Some sources mention the Delaney Hall Detention Center in Newark, frequently criticized for its allegedly inhumane detention conditions. A controversial DHS statement intensified human rights defenders' anger. Tricia McLaughlin mentions a voluntary departure program. People without legal status can receive a free plane ticket and $1,000 to leave the territory. Otherwise, they will be arrested and deported, with no possibility of return. The community's response was swift. Local activist Amanda Dominguez strongly condemned the method used and the authorities' language. DHS is trying to portray our neighbors as criminals. These are respectable people who work, pay taxes, and raise their children. She continues, these methods ensure no security. They divide, traumatize, and betray our society's fundamental principles. In Edison, consequences are already visible. Fear is spreading, warehouses operate at reduced capacity, and distrust prevails in neighborhoods with large immigrant populations.